The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen.
Daf Chav Bet. Today's daf is being studied. Le'anu Nishmat Morzikini Yosef Ben Tzanav, Malatzik Anatiyah, Fabatzanav, Nishmat Avram Ben Ester, Ruach Hashem Tenichem, Began Eden, Amen. Begin today's daf and Chav Aleph Amud Bet. And we are 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a baraita. Hakele v'gedi. Okay, you have a dog, you have a goat. Shidilegu, they're jumping. Mimata lemala, they're jumping down to up. They're jumping up, basically. Piturim. That's already piturim. That's not the normal way. They broke kelim. That's considered a shinui. And therefore, they're going to be considered patur, because it's mishuneh. So if it's mishuneh, what's the hayuf? Kerem. Okay? They only pay hatsi nezek. Milmala lemata. But if they jump from top to bottom, hayavin. What are they going to be hayav? Regel. That's considered the normal way. And therefore, so we have to pay nezek shalem. Adam betan negol. However, a human being or a chicken, shedilegu ben milmala lemata, ben milmata lemala, hayavin. They're going to be hayav nezek shalem. Adam always. Adam doesn't matter. Adam mu'ad de'olam. There's no such thing as tam by an Adam. So I don't care what he did. He jumped up, jumped down, whatever direction. And a tamnegol as well is the derech for him to jump in all directions. Therefore, you always pay nezek shalem. What do you mean? We learned in another bright, a kelev agedi shedilego. A dog. Or a gedi that jumped. Ben melemata lemata, ben melemata lemala. Piturin. Oh, we just said it doesn't matter what direction the dog jumps. Piturin is considered hatsi nezek. And you just told me that it makes a chiluk between what direction. But here it's saying always, whatever direction, it's always considered piturin from nezek shalem. So Gemara answers, Targemara papa de apich mepach, which means he jumped in a not normal way. Kalba bizkira, which means the dog jumped in one in one jumping. Normally it jumps, let's say, in intervals. Veganya bislicha, and the gedi jumped out. It put its paws in the wall and was like climbing the wall like that. Which is bottom line, if they do it in a not normal way, so then we agree it's going to be kid. It doesn't matter how they jump. The point is, if it's the derech, then they pay nezek shalem. They did it in an abnormal way, so I don't care how they jumped. Up, down, down, up. If it's not the normal way, they're going to be patur from nezek shalem. Look at that. Biskira kifisa, sedikas chinoretz, sepuna bekot shindra ko bekak, or mishunim him. Okay, not the normal way. Then what's considered? Mishune iache, amai peturim. Okay, it's mishune. Patur sounds like patur has to pay nothing. No, patur menezek shalem, mechayavim behatzi nezek. Of course, it's kerem, so if we pay hatzi nezek, okay. Kerem shinita. Itma, now we're going to a famous machloket. Let's speak it outside first. Big machloket in this perek, very fundamental. The chayuv of ish. A person lights fire, and the fire goes out and causes damage. What is the mechanics? Why hayav on ish? Machlok the Yohanan v'Resh Lakish. Is Isho Mishum Hetzio or Isho Mishum Mamono? Do we consider it like your Hetz, like your arrow? Which means just like I take an arrow, I'm standing over here, I shoot my arrow. Right? So now the arrow goes all over there and damages, even though I'm removed from it. Same thing by Ish. I light the fire over here. And then all of a sudden it goes somewhere else. So the ish is the same hayuv as just like my hetz. Just like my hetz, I'm going to be a hayav. So ish is the same mechanics as hetz. Isho mishum hetzio. Or hitzav, what we want to read that. Some say no. Isho is mishum mamono. Just like if my ox goes out and damages, I'm a hayav. Yeah, it's my mamon shezik. So to my fire is my money. And then my money goes out and damages. It's like an ox, a virtual ox. went out of damage. That's ish. Ishom mishum mamono. Is there nafka minot between how you learn? Absolutely, it's going to be nafka minot. Nafka minah will be what nafka minah is. If the fire is not my fire. If you hold ishom mishum mamono, it's not my mamon. I took somebody else's fire and I lit the field. It's not my mamon. But if you say ishom mishum hachio, what's the difference? If I take somebody's chayitz and I go shooting damage, it's not my mono. It's like my koah. So therefore, I'm going to be chayav. That we want nafka minah between the two ways of learning. Let's read the Gemara now. Gemara says, and that's the whole sugya over here now. The rest of the sugya is this thing. Isho mishum chatsyo, isho mamono. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan amar, isho mishum chatsyo. The Resh Lakish amar, isho mishum mamono. Good? Look at Rashi. Second line, isho. Hasholeh adabera iberifayu, mishum chatsyo, haibo akatuv, diiyu ka'avid. We consider like he did it. Davi kizorek chet. It's like he shot an arrow. Mishum mamono kishoro uboro sheziko. Right? It's like his ox. It's like his boar that damaged. It's like his mamon shezik. Vekasak adadak diika benayu kigon shedlik begahere sheno shelo. Right? Nafka minat. You lit with a fire. It doesn't belong to you. The Rabbi Yochanan chayav dechatsyohen. Balma tchuchetz. And the Resh Lakish patur delav mamonohu. Very good. That's the machloket. Now let's read it inside. Comes the Gemara and says, "Itmar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Isho Mishum Hachio, Resh Lakish Amar Isho Mishum Mamono." Okay, so the Resh Lakish is the one that says Mishum Mamono. Resh Lakish, my Tamar Lo Amar Yochanan. Hakim doesn't learn the Tzaki Hetz. Amar Lecha Hachio Mikocho Kaazle. Ha Lo Mikocho Kaazir. They're different. Your arrow came from your koah. You shot the arrow. So it's your strength. The fire is not your koah. You lit it over here. The wind maybe took it somewhere else. So if it's not really compared to Hatsyo. Rabbi Yochanan, how come you don't hold its mamon like Resh Lakish? Mamona it be mamasha. Your mamon has substance. You're sure there's a substance to it. Halitli mamasha. Here, there's no substance, it's fire, it's not tangible. So if you cannot consider your mamon is a tangible item. This is not considered a tangible item. So that's the logic between the two shittot, why each one does not like
the other.
Okay, Tanakh. Now we start analysis. Proof number one. Hakelev al Mishnah. Hakelev shenatal harara. What did we say in our Mishnah? The dog took a biscuit. There was a fire under the biscuit. It went into, it ate the biscuit. On the biscuit, Nezik Shalem. We have no problem with that. That's Shin, Rishut Arizak, Nezik Shalem. That's easy. On the fire, what does it pay? Hatsi Nezik. Oh, now we got to analyze. So Gemara says, Bishna Madamadamad Isho Mishum Hetzio. I understand if you say fire is the mechanics, is Hetzio, is his arrow. Hetzio de Kelefu. Oh, so therefore, this is the Hetz of the Kelef. Which is another way of saying Tzironot. What is Hetz of a Kelef? Didn't we learn a case where the animal's walking and hits a stone and the stone goes and damages over there? Hayav Hatsi Nezik. Similarly over here, if you look at it, Mishum Hetzio, so therefore what? The animal over here put a fire over here and it went and damaged over there. It's Mishum Hetzio. That's why we understand why it's Hatsi Nezik, because it's like Tzironot. Look at that sheep. She says, Hetzio de Kelef, and the Adjil, it's Tzironot. Hilkak Mishalem Hatsi Nezik. The Adam Amadik Mishumachi Hayav Nezik Shalem. You know why Adam has to pay Nezik? Because it's not Tzironot by Adam. Even though it's indirect, it's coming like from your koah. But so what? By Adam, there's no halakha Hashem Shalai on Tzirotah Adam. But by animals, there is. Oh, that makes sense. However, Gemara says, "Ela lamad amar isho mishum mamono ha'esh lav mamono debalu or debal kelevu," which means. The Gemara is going to say, "Ela lemad amar ishu mishum mamono." Oh, how are you going to answer it? Which is, if you say mamon, so the bottom line, this is the mamon. The Chavra, you should have to. When is ox? Always, whenever you think ishu mishum mamono, think a fire is like an ox. That's the way you're supposed to think. If my ox damages, I have to pay. If it was a mu'ad, let's say, I pay nizik shalim. So the Chavra, I should pay full price when the dog damaged through fire. That's my mamon that was mazik. So comes the Gemara and says, what's the logic? So we have to say, hay esh, lad mamono deba'al kelivu? Isn't this fire belong to the owner of the dog? Therefore it should be hayav. Why then it's only nezek, hatsi nezek? Huh? אמר לך יש לקי, שאחר מה עסקינן, דאדיה אדויה. Oh, what did he do? That she says, שזרקו. He threw it. So therefore what? דאל חררה משלם נזק שלם. חררה, נזק שלם, not a question. ועל מקום גחלת משלם חצי נזק. And on the מקום of the גחלת, where the גחלת landed, you'll pay Hatsi Nezik. What's the logic in that? Rashi Ditzirorotin. Vakelev Asa'an. Right? Which means where he threw it, that's like Sirorot. Where it landed, that's Sirorot. The Al Gadish Kula Patur. But on the rest of the. It landed over here, right? It burnt. That's Sirorot over here. It's Koho. Now what? From here it continued. For the rest of the field, Patur. What is it, Patur? Look at Rashi. De isho mishum mamono, vehai lav mamonohu, vetzirorot leka lememar, deham memakom gahelet vailach delaka esh me'elav. Right? Which means the fire that went after that went on its own. Shumachi ukme bed adiye aduye. Yanhaya mahalla ki urche lo matzilemet nihatsi nezek, amid the makom gahelet hayav nezek shalem durcheu, litul harai magahelet. Good. Which means, let's analyze according to the Shlakish. The Shlakish says what? Isho mishum? Mamono. So what's the case over here talking about over here? What did he do over here, this animal? He took the dog, he took the coal. Yeah, and he threw it. Aduye, that's the language of the Gemara. Oh, so therefore, no, this dog is a dog. I mean, that's not Sirorot. So if where it landed, we consider it Sirorot. Therefore, what do you pay over there? Hatsi Nezek, on the spot. Whatever now went and damaged over there, subsequently, that already is patur. That's already went on. Yeah, something like that, right. Therefore, you can be patur on that. Maybe pay Hatsi Nezek. I mean, it's not the normal damages, but you're not going to be paying Nezek Shalem. That's the point. So again, let's get the two ways of learning HaMishnah quote to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is pashut. Isho Mishum Chetzio. So therefore, you got by the fire over here, and the went. So that's tzedorot. Yishum yishum hatsio. Hatsi nezek on the whole field. On the whole field, hatsi nezek. On the harara itself, nezek shalem. Very good. If you say yishum yishum mamono, oh, what do you mean? This is mamon. No, we're talking about over here, aduye, aduye. Where he threw it, he tossed it. Okay, so it's like tzedorot. And therefore, another over here. Okay, over here, tzedorot, hatsi nezek. And the rest of the thing over there, that's already mishum nezek. And it went on its own. And therefore, he's going to pay patur. That's it. Very good. Comes the Gemara and says, "Rabbi Yohanan, what does Rabbi Yohanan say? De ancha anuche, where he placed it. The dog actually placed the coal on the field itself. Al charara v'al makom gachelet meselim nezek shalem. That you have to pay full damage on the eating of the charara and on the Makom itself, you have to pay. Why?
Normal.
Because that's normal. Nezek shalem, because that's kederek. That's the note. That's not sirorot. When the animal puts it on the animal on the field itself, that's kohol. That's regular nezek of ish. However, v'ala gadish mishalem hatsi nezek. Why? Because whatever the rest of the gadish damage, that's already considered sirorot, and therefore you'll pay hatsi nezek. Look at that. She, Rabbi Yochanan. דאמר אישו משום חציו מוקימה דאנחה כי אורחה. You place the חררה on the field directly. דאל חררה נזק שלם. We know that. דשני. והמקום גחל נזק שלם דאורחי. That's the דרך. הוא בידיים. He did it with his hands. No problem. וגניס כולה חצי נזק. דחציו דכלב הוא. והיינו צרורות. Very good. So again, let's crystallize the two ways of learning. Rabbi Yochanan, we have clear. Again, we have to figure out Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "An Harara Nezek Shalem." I'm not talking about that anymore. Everybody knows the Arad is Sharem. That's Shin, Bishut Anizak, that's nothing to talk about. Okay, what else does it say? It says in the Mishnah that on the field you pay Hatsi Nizik. Ooh. Where do you get Hatsi Nizik from this over here? So, Rabbi Yochanan will tell you very simple. The case is talking about when he actually put the coal down on the field. Oh, that's not Hatsi Nizik. That's Mamash Mazik Vayadai. That you pay Nizik Shalem. Oh, and then what happened? Then it went out to burn the rest of the field. Burning the rest of his sidorot. Okay, on the rest of the gadish, you pay Hatsi Nezik. Vishtakish. Vishtakish says, Isho Mishum Mamono. Mamon Shezik. Oh, so what's the case? Mamon Shezik, Chalei should pay full damages. Oh, it's talking about that. Do ya. Wait, what? He threw it. That's why he threw it. So therefore, and that's considered like sidorot. And therefore, he's going to pay on the Hararat Saf Nezik Shalem, and on the rest of the field, he's going to pay. Or on the spot, he's going to pay Hatsi Nezik because that's considered Sirorot because he threw it. Everyone's going to be Patur. Yeah. Very good. Comes the Gemara and says, Tashema. One more case. Tashema. Gamal. Ta'un Pishtan. But the camel has on it Pishtan. Gamal Ta'un Pishtan. You have a camel that has Pishtan on it. What's Pishtan?
Flax.
Okay, now the camel's walking in the public domain. Nichnesa pishtano letocha hanut. Hanuto. Or hanut. What happened? The pishtan was so big, it went into the store of a shopkeeper. Vidalko binero shel chanvani. And what happened? The light of the shopkeeper, the candle of the shopkeeper, lit the pishtan. Vidlikat abira. And burnt down the building as a result of it. Who's hayav? Baal Gamal Hayav. Wow. Of course, because his Pishtam was too much, and if it went into the Hanvani's store over there. Henihor Hanvani Nero Mebahutz. Oh, but if the Hanvani put his candle outside, then already Hanvani Hayav. Why? Because why should you put your candle in the Rishut Rabim? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bener Hanukkah Patur. But if he's lighting his Ner Hanukkah, then it says a mitzvah. So the rabbis let him put his Ner Hanukkah in the public domain, therefore it's going to be Patur. Now the Gemara says, Bishtama Lemandamar Isho Mishum Hetzio. Quite the opinion that says that the Ish is Mishum Hetz, it's his Hetz, Hetzio de Gamalu. So therefore I'll say that what? This Hetz over here is the Hetz of the Gamal. Which means the Gamal had the Pishtan over there. So the Pishtan got on fire and that caused the fire to spread to burn the building. Okay, so Rashi says over here, Hetzio de Gamal Pashut. Right, and therefore that's like a animal that did tzirorot, and therefore the ba'alim are going to be hayav. Yeah. But according to the opinion that says it's mamono, hay ish lav mamono de ba'al gamalu. That's right. Which means this fire didn't belong to the camel, to the owner of the camel. Again, if you hold ishu mishum hetzio, I understand it worked over here. Which means the camels had a lot of flax on it. What happened? It went into the store, it lit, and from that it spread. So it's the hits of the camel, and therefore the owner is going to be Hayav. Mishum, Mishum, Hatsyo. So therefore it'll be like Tzirorot. It's not direct, you'll pay Hatsi Nezik. Mashiach, if you show Mishum, Mishum, Mamono, whose fire is it? The fire belonged to the shopkeeper. How could you be chayiv the baal hanut on not his fire? For the shumishum mamono, right? So come to Gemara and says, "Hakav ma'askina." Now you know what we're talking about over here. B'misachsechet kol habira kula. Amar Shakish, "Hakav ma'askina." B'misachsechet kol habira kula. Rashi. B'misachsechet et kol habira. Shagamal over b'fnei kol habira. The camel with the fire on its back. Now stood in front of the entire building, or misaksecho, and is burning it, rubbing against it and burning it. That's already the place of the gahelit. Which means, if you all ishu mishum mamono, okay, but this case over here, what does ishu mishum mamono hold over here? This case over here, the fire went on the animal's load, and then the animal stood against the building itself and burnt it. Oh, so if he burnt, and he burnt the building directly. It's not the pshat that what he went in and then it hit and it traveled and burnt the building. If you hold Ishur Mishum Mamono, so therefore that wasn't your Mamon that was busy. No, but if the animal itself went and took the fire and put it on the actual place, like in this case, over here, put it on the actual building, so then it's going to be Hayav. That's what it means over here. So Gemara says, if that's the case, Ema Sefa. Then what do you mean? I ask you on the Sefa. If the Hanvani put his net outside, Hanvani Hayav. I'm a Hayav. Right? I don't care where he put his net. Bottom line, this guy went, this Gamal took the fire and stood against the building. He's Hayav regardless, even if he put it outside. Gemara says, Bisha'amda. The case we're talking about over here, where the camel stood, where in its place, and the pishtan got on fire, and it burnt the building. So Gemara says, "Amda v'siksecha." What do you mean? It stood and burnt the building. All the more so, which means, what do you want from the from the storekeeper? Mechadashi b'shamda. Amad gamal bin komo. The camel stood in its place. The siksech it kol abira. Shaita habira took it because it was so big the load. Kineged kol abira. So the Gemara, I don't understand. So who's more guilty in this case? The camel guy. The camel guy. He walked right by the store. The thing was so big.
On fire.
What? It lit on fire. He just had to stand there. So the Gemara says, Amda, move away. Which means, you want to tell me in that case over there, oh, you burnt the building down, the guy who put his candle outside is Hayav. Why? You're standing there, move your animal away, you're burning the whole building. Why should you make the Hanvani Hayav? So the Gemara says, Koshkin the Hanvani Patur, Ubal Gamal Hayav. Amar Avuna Barmano, Meshemed Rav Ika, Hamaskina, Kegon Shamda, Latil Memeha. Oh, the case is talking about where the animal stopped in order to relieve itself, and it was considered an anus, which means the guy left his candle outside. Okay, he was walking by. Okay, you're guilty. What'd you leave your candle outside for? What happened? Happened to me now. The guy's pishtan got all on fire now. And what happened? He had to stop because he had to relieve himself. In the interim, he burnt the whole building down. That's anus already. You can't blame an animal. Animals do stop sometimes into the shoot of the beam to relieve themselves. Therefore, the guy that put the fire out is going to be hayav. One more line. The Gemara says resha. Okay, but I explains. Ba'al gamal hayav. In the Beresha, you know why the Ba'al gamal is hayav? Delo ev'el l'afushe b'ta'ina. You shouldn't have put so much straw or hay on the animal's back that it's going to go into the house, into the store. Sefa, chanvani hayav. Delo ev'el l'anuchay nero me'bray. So therefore, each rabbi can learn this case accordingly. If you hold isho mishum chetzio, very good, no problem. The animal went in, the pishtah went into the thing, into the store, lit, spread, burnt. Yeah. Okay, shum ishum hetzio, therefore you're going to be chayav, it'll be considered like sederot. If you say ishum ishum mamono, hey, it's not my mamon, it's the mamon of the storekeeper, it's the fire of the storekeeper. Yeah, what happened? He went in, he got lit, and then the animal went and stood in front of the building, and burnt the building. Okay, that's a derech, that's a very normal thing, any damage. Oh, so if that's the case, you stood in front of the building. So why, if the guy had his net outside and he was stood in front of the building, you should also be hayav? No, it's because he stopped. Because again, he should be hayav. No, he stopped to relieve himself. Oh, stop. That's normal. Yeah. That's anus. Therefore, you left your candle outside. You're going to be the stoki will be hayav and the balagam will be patur. But that's again the mahalok ishom mishum hasho mishum
hashema hamadik et hagadish. So what happened? A person was madik et hagadish. He lit up somebody's field. V'haya gedi kafut lo. And there was a goat that was attached in the field over there. There was a goat that was in the field. V'eved samuch lo. And there was also an eved that was next to the field. V'nisraf emmo. That what happened? He burnt the eved with the field. So the deen is hayav. So he's hayav to pay. And he's patur on the Eved, because the Eved should have ran away. You're not Hayav, the Eved is a fire, what is he standing there for? Even though he killed him, but you're not Hayav on the Eved, you're Hayav on the field and the goat that you have to pay for. Eved, kafutlo, oh, but if the Eved was, let's say, tied to the field, where he couldn't run away, the gedi samuchlo, and there was a gedi that, let's say, was close to the field, v'nisraf emo, now not only did you burn the field, but you burnt the Eved, so then the din is patur. Why? Because we have a rule that says kimne b'deraba mineh, that you always give the person the most severe of the two punishments. And since over here he killed an Eved, killing an Eved, hayav mitah for that. So therefore, and he couldn't run away because he was tied to the field. So therefore, you killed the Eved. So therefore, you pay with your life on the Eved, and you patur for paying for the field. Okay, that's the din of kimne. So comes the Gemara and says, Bishta man anamar damar ishum mishum hetziho. According to the opinion, it says ishum mishum hetziho, that the ish is medin, it's a person's arrow mishum ache patur. That's why we understand it's patur. A guy took an arrow and shot an eved and killed him, he's going to be hayav. So similarly, you took your fire and you shot and you shot it, so to speak, like hetz. Therefore, you're going to be chayav on the Eved and patur on the field because of kimne b'darba mine. But if you say it's mamono, so then you look at your ash is like offshore. So therefore, the question is, am I patur? Why are you going to be patur? Ilu katal tore, if his own ox would have came avda and killed an Eved, hakename delo mechayev. Doesn't he have to pay? Which means, if your sword kills an Eved, what's the deen? I have to pay. You pay 30 shekel as a knas. But there's no kimle b'drabamine on your sword that is killing. If you hold ishom mishum hachio, you shot an arrow and you killed the Eved. Of course, kimle b'drabamine. It's like you killed the Eved yourself. Therefore, you get the punishment for killing the Eved, you patur on the field. But if you say ishom mishum mamono, it's like your sword went out and killed. If your sword went out and killed an Eved, what's the thing? They kill you? No. You pay knas. So you should be paying for the field as well as for the Eved. That's the Gemara's question. Amandechar Bishimon ben Lakish, or else Bishimon ben Lakish comes along and has to answer. Achem ha'askinan, kishehitzit begufo shel Eved, dekam le, b'darabah mineh. Okay, the case is talking about where you actually put the fire on the Eved himself. Which means, not the pshat that you lit the fire over here and it went, then it's considered mamono, shezik. But if you went, the guy went and put the fire on the Eved himself, you burnt him. And that's already a mazik b'yadayim. That's why we say, kim din darab amineh. He was, iyache, mai lememra. So what's the hadush? You need to tell me the hadush of kim din darab amineh? We know that already. Well, what's the hadush? You tell me a guy went, he burnt an Eved, and the same time he burnt the field. He doesn't have to pay for the field. We know that hadush right of kimne b'darabamina. What's the hadush? Lo tzericha b'gedi dehad v'eved dehad. The hadush is that the gedi belongs to one owner and the Eved belongs to another owner. So therefore, you would have thought that maybe you say kimne b'darabamina only when it's the same guy. That the guy I owe the money to, but I'm hayab mita from that guy as well. So I get the mita and I don't have to pay him. But Mashiach, if the gedi belongs to one guy, to that guy, maybe you have to pay, because there's no kimle to that guy, there's a kimle to the other guy. Kavashman, even when there's two different owners, you still have the deen of kimle b'darba mine. Tashema, ha-shuleh ha-tabirada b'yad chere shotev v'katan. Okay, what did the guy do? He sent a fire through a chere shotev v'katan. Chere shotev v'katan, these are common denominators, people that do not have da'at. Chesh is somebody that's deaf-mute, Katan is a minor, a Shote obviously doesn't have all his faculties. So it says, Patur midine shamayim. Sorry, Patur midine Adam, v'hayav midine shamayim. You Patur midine Adam, why? Because they did the damage. You didn't do the damaging. Lamaaseh, they did it. But, and since they have no doubt, you're going to be, so you Patur midine Adam, but you hayav midine shamayim. In the shamayim, they're going to get the guy. So comes the Gemara and says, Bishlamah lemandamar isho mishum hachyo. Good. If you say it's chetzio, chetzio de chereshu. Good. It's like you gave a chetz to a cheresh, and he shot it. So then, of course, you're not going to be chayav. Because he did the shooting. Right? Ishu mishum chetzio. However, ena neman damar ishu mishum mamono. But if you say it's your mamon, ilu masar shoro le cheresh shotev katan. If a person gave his ox to a cheresh shotev katan, and it went out and damaged, hakin amed lo mechayev? Well, you tell me you're not going to be chayav? Of course you're chayav. Ha itmar ala, we know, we learned amar ishtakish, mishuvit alskiya. So I understand the question, but if you say it's isho mishum mamono, why are you patur? If I gave my axe to a shechem shtev katan,
So what's the deen? I'm hayav. What if it goes out of damages? So therefore, if you want to tell me it's the chetz, I didn't shoot the chetz, they shot the chetz. Mashiach, if you tell me it's mammon, so if I give my ox to a short, to a harish, to a katan, and they go, it causes the damage, I'm chayav in that case. Oh, so how's the shakish going to answer it? So Gemara says, lo shanu ela kishbasar lo gahelet veliba. Oh, no. It's a case over here, it's mammono, but the Chedesh Shutev Kadam were actively involved in the Hezek. Because all I did is give him over a coal. He had to blow on it in order to bellow it, in order to make the fire. So therefore it's considered that the Chedesh Shutev Kadam did it. They had to actively, so to speak, activate the Hezek. But if you gave the Chedesh Shutev Kadam an actual torch that was lit already, it's like Mamono, and therefore you'll be Chayav. Just like if you gave him a shor, and it went out and damaged. So Gemara says, "My tama, bari hezeka," because that's already prone to damaging. That's a normal damage. Just like if I would give him a shor, and the shor went out and damaged, that's I'm chayav. Why? Because you're giving him something that is prone to damaging. You don't need too much activation of the chedesh shutev katan. So therefore, that's the case. But if I gave him a coal and he had to blow on it in order to activate the fire, he's going to be chayav. And that's why I mean patur be there. And Rabbi Yohanan goes even further. Afilu shalevet patur. He goes, even if you give him a torch, he patur. Why? Kasavart safta deheresh kagarim. Which means, bottom line, he had to extend his hand and light the field. Which means, as opposed to a shor, it's automatic. The shor is going to damage. Mashiach, if you give him a torch, he still has to extend his hand and light the field. Also, the one is Rabbi Yohanan saying, going to be hayab bide adam. Lo mechayev ad masar de gavza silta v'sharga. Not until you actually gives them the kindling woods. Gavza, that she says, etzim yivishim, dried woods, v'silta etzim ketanim dakim. Which means, then already, if you gave him these kindling woods, and he went down, put them into the fire, that's already close to hezek. Because these things are very, very flammable, kind of there, and therefore that's already going to be hayav even be there. And in any event, you see over here that we have a fantastic machloket as a close to the sugya, which we're not finished yet, but at least for this daf, the sugya of ishum mishum hachyo or ishum mishum mamono. Rabbi Hanan again is hachyo, and the shakish is mamono. And we brought questions to each shita back and forth how they understand each case. Baruch Hashem, amen.